Welcome to Night Shadows, where the paranormal becomes normal, where other dimensions merge with ours, where the dimensions of the mind become all too real. Tonight is a September nightmare coming, or is it all hype? And if it is all hype, one might want to ask the question, why is someone or someone spending millions, if not billions of dollars in predictive programming in movies, TV, advertising, books, games? Why has our government spent billions of dollars feverishly trying to finish their underground city and tunnel complex? Was there possibly more truth to the movie 2012 than we actually want to admit? Is September 23rd actually the Omega Point? We do know that everything has a beginning. Everything has an ending. Is it actually possible that Israel and Jerusalem are in actual fact a time clock for the entire world? Is it possible that this tiny sliver of land could be the hourglass for all humanity? Is time running out, as we see on a lot of the movies? There's not a lot of time left, they say. Are we coming to Israel's Omega Point? These are very, very important questions to be asking. And as we did on our last program, we're going to once again borrow from the best global report. 2 hours, but we're going to break it up 1 hour on this program, 1 hour on the next, to show you the importance. And this is only the tip of the iceberg as to what's really going on out there. The elite literally are spending billions upon billions of dollars. They are frantically trying to accomplish something. Are they going to bring in their new world order? Is that why the Pope and Obama are meeting on September 23rd? And what about this new Agenda 21 that everyone says is Agenda 21 on steroids? Total control of every man, woman, and child from birth to death. What is actually coming? Well, that's what we're going to discuss tonight. And we'll discuss it in the next program as well. And we will cover this as long as we can. But we're going to pay attention to the facts, not the hype, not the propaganda. Just exactly what they're saying, and I guess you will have to make up your mind as to why they're saying it. Anyway, here we go. Welcome to the Best Global Report for 8:30, August 30th, 2015. I'm Stuart Best, your host. Contact us 1-800-257-2672, area code 715-632-2316. or 715-309-2549, and visit the website, even though we're still not quite up yet, although we hope to get it up within the next week. The new lightgate.us, but the one that's up there already has got a lot of information on it, so go visit. Anyway, we'll be right back with the news. There's a lot going on, and I'm going to continue on with the special report we did last week, and I want to kind of go over some of that, because evidently it struck quite a nerve with people, because we believe that we could be coming up on, at the very least, Daniel's 70th week appears to be beginning on September 23rd, actually the week Daniel's lost week would begin on the 13th and the 14th of September 2015, if, and that's an if, but all of it looks accurate as far as time goes. The timing, because of the moons and how they are falling on the feast days, etc., 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 and all of the, how do we say, all of the attention that is being given to this September. And it's coming in not just from people interested in the religious aspects of this, which would include the occult, but also the people in economics, the people in what's going on politically, what's going on in war and rumors of wars, what's going on with the technology of, how do we say, total surveillance is now ramping up right in your face. They mean to do all of this. I think people, I don't know exactly how to word this, but I think the Christians make a horrific mistake, thinking that because somebody is a Satanist or somebody is an occultist or a New Ager or something like that, that these rich people of the earth that are obviously in league with Satan are stupid. Couldn't possibly know anything about the time of the end. I would take great issue with that. In fact, I'll go a little bit further. I would say that these people know their Bible better than we do, probably by quite a margin. Not only do they know their scripture inside out, they've just chosen to take the wrong side. In other words, even though they know about it and they've read it, they don't really in a lot of ways believe it, and yet at the same time, they have spent millions of dollars trying to figure it out. Now, I know part of that because we had a neighbor, and the neighbor had a lady friend. The wife of the neighbor actually had a lady friend who worked at the Pentagon, whose husband, I should say, worked at the Pentagon. And this was years and years and years ago, maybe 25, 30 years ago, maybe even longer, I'm not sure. And said that they were studying the Bible, and especially Bible prophecy. And of course, the reason they would is because they would attempt, obviously, from the occult type of viewpoint, outsmart God. And I think this is something we have to look at, that these people are not stupid. They're the ones, essentially, who are pointing out the September 21 through September 28 dateline of 2015. It is their movies. It is their TV programs. It is their advertisements. It is their publications. It is their music, all pointing out and giving predictive mind manipulation programs. people have to understand something here. I know it sounds bizarre to think or to say that they would print this stuff on our money. And yet they have. And it doesn't matter whether people believe it or don't believe it. It's like America being Babylon. It doesn't make any difference if people want to believe it or don't believe it. It does not change the reality of it. It's like salvation. You can dispute the straight gate. You can mock the narrow way. You can mock the concept of the revelation of Christ, as the whole church basically does. But it does not change the reality of what the Bible actually says. Our interpretation of the Bible, it doesn't count. God's interpretation of the Bible, it counts. And he has made the straight gate, narrow way, and the revelation of Christ so obvious to anyone who really wants to see it, they don't have any excuse. None of us have any excuse in any of this. I think that's why the Bible says study to show yourself approved. So that when you see some of these things that are going on in the movies, when you see some of these things that are actually happening out there in the music world and football halftime Super Bowl shows and music award shows and all this Hollywood garbage and filth that's coming out of there, that it's all of Satan. They're coming right out in the open now. It's obvious. They feel they have won. They're in a race now. I'm going to get into this in this special report, and I'm going to continue with it because I think it's so important. I think everybody needs to know. The news, well, the biggest news is what Vladimir Putin appears to be doing. Now, he warned the West. Now, you can read Psalm 2 and say, yeah, he's part of the whole thing. He's playing by script, blah, blah, blah. Well, maybe he is, maybe he isn't. Maybe he's got something else up his sleeve. Well, it really doesn't matter. According to the reports, he is pouring in tens of thousands of ground troops into Syria, two or three fleets of fighters, bombers, and intelligence gathering ships because of the constant, how do we say, rhetoric from Obama and the rest of them about getting into Syria. No-fly zones, etc., etc. Don't forget, they want a war. The rich men of the earth are staging World War III, because out of the ashes of World War III, out of the ashes of an economic collapse, out of the ashes of the apostate Americans, is to rise the new world order. That's the way it is. And it is what it is. We may not like it, and it may scare us. And the speed at which this is coming. If the Illuminati, let's just roll all of this into the, and say it's the Illuminati doing all this. Well, it doesn't make any difference. They have spent literally millions of dollars in movies, TV shows, music, books, articles that are being pumped out, programming the masses of the world to accept this new world order. It's right there in their face. Anyway, on our last report, we said something about bookends. That what the Lord has done is given us some bookends on his stated timeline. And I want to make sure people understand that this is actually from the Lord, a stated timeline. Now, the problems we have with the timeline is we have books like the Book of Enoch that says, well, you're a little bit off on your timing. The argument that the rabbis who are involved in the Jewish feast days and sighting of the moon and all of this sort of thing say, well, wait a minute. We go by a lunar calendar. We have our appointed days that the Lord gave us with the Lord's feast days from Passover all the way through to Tabernacles. We have had the lunar tetrad, which we got into last week, and how important that one was. We'll get into it maybe a little bit more. But what's very, very interesting about it is that those were bookends. In other words, 2014, we had two blood red moons, one on Passover, the other on Tabernacles. Passover is the first of the Lord's feast, which are prophetic, and Tabernacles is the last Lord's feast, which is also prophetic. Then we move to 2015, and what do we find? Again, a blood red moon on Passover, and another one soon coming on September 28th on Feast of Tabernacles. Now that doesn't happen. It's extremely rare. It's not rare that you'd have a blood red moon on a feast day. But it's extremely rare that you would have what's going on. An Alpha and Omega, an Alpha and Omega, he's telling the Jews, verily, verily, I say unto thee, I'm coming back to deal with you. Because after all, the feast days basically were given to Israel. The first three deal with the first advent, and Pentecost deals with the church. Then we move into Feast of Trumpets and Atonement, etc., etc., and we end up with Tabernacles. When you go into Daniel, the prophet, he talks about that all of these so-called 70 weeks of Daniel, we know that 69 of those weeks have already passed and been fulfilled. We await the 70th week. And the biblical experts, prophetic wise, would tell you that the 70th week has to be a jubilee type of week. It's the last and finest of the 70 weeks, or 70th jubilee, I should say. We're there. And I think that part of it is pretty much a 99.5% probability that we are there. And I would say in the occult's mind, the Illuminati mind, with all of this stuff, unless they're just playing games, which is a possibility, I don't think so. They really do think that this is the beginning of the Great War. Now I wanna go back a little bit so that people understand what's really happening here. Satan had his dominion of planet Earth taken away. It was given to the human race in the Garden of Eden, and that absolutely infuriated Satan. He literally hates the human race, and this thing is designed to take as many people as he can with him. But while he's going to try and do that, there's something else going on too. He is openly going to try and defeat God. Now, I know that sounds crazy. It sounds idiotic. But when you view all of these movies, when you look at what's going on at CERN, when you view Back to the Future and some of these other dimension-jumping type films, you can only come to one conclusion. Their real goal here is time travel in a very literal and very real way. Now, there are a number of pictures that have surfaced that are virtually unexplainable. unless you, how do I word this? It may be possible when a remote, I know this sounds bizarre, but there are some pictures, like in the Civil War, they've got a picture of a guy that looks like he would look today. Totally out of place, but he's there in the picture. Well, are they going back and observing? The reason I have to ask that question is 9/11 is a good example, and I want you to ponder how this could have been done. In the money, when they folded it over and they can show exactly where the aircraft hit, I don't know if they were aircraft actually, but whatever it was that hit, the Twin Towers, the dollar bill or the $10 bill, whatever it is they use, $20 bill, I don't remember, I don't have it in front of me, but whatever. Where the impact holes are exactly where those airplanes hit. Now, I was a pilot in jets for a number of years, and that's an impossibility. You could not pre-program, even with a marker or laser or whatever, to get an airplane to hit exactly where you want it to hit. My own personal opinion is those airplanes were remote controlled, and I doubt if there were actually any people on them. And I have a reason to say that. The reason is that all three of the aircraft that theoretically crashed, the serial numbers of those airplanes are issued upon manufacturing. They never are changed. The only time that they are erased is when the airplane is out of service. They have not been erased. They're still in service. What we watched was a Wag the Dog movie using advanced, I believe, how do we call it? Holographic technique. Where people thought they saw what they saw and are positive of it, but may or may not have seen it. Now, the engine that they picked up in one of the Twin Towers, for example, is a military jet engine. Had nothing to do with either Pratt & Whitney or General Electric. And I worked for General Electric. In fact, I knew the VP in charge of their whole engine division. I knew him very well because I used to fly him a lot. And you get to talk to these guys. You get to know these guys. And that was a military engine. That was not a civilian engine. There were a lot of eyewitnesses who said there weren't any windows. It was a military airplane. Well, you know, those people are hushed up and probably paid off to remain silent. The point I'm getting at is, how did they know precisely where those airplanes were going to hit? And it's not just on a dollar bill. It was on other things as well, what we call predictive programming, for years about 9/11. And you got to wonder about this sort of thing. You have to ponder it. How did they know? Well, can they literally, in a spiritual way, journey back and forth in time? In other words, they actually witness the event. They come back and they tell the artists and whatnot, well, this is what's going to happen and this is how it looked. They might, who knows? I don't see how they can be that accurate unless they've actually foreseen it by either remote viewing or some other method that we know nothing about. I will tell you one thing. They are much further advanced than you could ever possibly imagine. And I'm getting that information from people on the inside that know that and have told me that for years, that what is going on would scare the American people. It would frighten them to the point where they would just withdraw all funding and stop it. It's that spooky what's going on. So I wanted to get into this thing because we have a war going on, and the ultimate war You have an enemy. I want to look at this now from the occult, the Illuminati, the lords, the gods of this earth, who don't want to be, how do we say, removed from power. They want power. They want their children to have full dominion over the planet. The rich men of the earth do what they want, to whom they want, when they want. And they play us like fiddles. A silent weapons for quiet wars. We're controlled by economics. We're slaves. We did a blog on it. On Independence Day, you think you're independent? Of course you're not. You're a total slave. You're a slave in almost every area of your life. It's just that it has become so, we don't even think about it. We're acclimated to it. We just don't think about it. Even Jesus Christ said, we are prisoners. We have a prison keeper. Do you really think Satan and through his rich men are going to give up planet Earth and allow Jesus Christ to come back here and take it? Actually, if you read your Bible, what's the War of Armageddon? A lot of people think Armageddon's World War III. It isn't. Armageddon is when Satan gathers all the armies of the world together to defeat Jesus Christ at his second coming. But they're working on something else. And I want you to think about this one. It sounds so bizarre. It sounds off the wall. But when you talk about CERN, this interdimensional thing that they're working on, where they want to punch a hole and go to other dimensions, and maybe in a very literal manner. I was just watching a horrible movie. Well, it's a very good movie, but it's horrific in what it presents. It's called The Mist. It's a King movie. What's his name? Stephen King, The Mist. And I was watching that. And that movie is about the military punching a hole through another dimension. And this is why I'm bringing it up. And they allow these creatures to come passing through. They didn't allow them. They just came through. This has been warned about. Stephen Hawking, one of the world's geniuses now, already told the people at CERN, you're nuts. You're crazy. You have no idea what you're doing. You could be unleashing hell on Earth. Well, that's what the mist was. It was hell on Earth because a bunch of... They punched into another dimension, another world where spiders were like 6-8 feet across. Other monsters were coming in. They had big beetles and bees and whatnot. It was, how do we say, not a good movie. But the point was, the military punched a hole. That's what CERN's doing. But CERN, I think, is doing something else as well. And when you look at Back to the Future and these other time-traveling movies, you come away with maybe something that the occult wants to do. And they're now getting desperate because in a lot of these movies, which I hope to get into more, they keep saying time is short. We're running out of time. They are running out of time. How do they know that? How do they know that their time is short? Even the book of Revelation says when Satan is cast out and he's angry because he knows he has only a very little time left. Now let's move this over to the occult. They have an enemy. His name is Jesus Christ. In one of the Back to the Future movies, it was Back to the Future 2. And really, I would advise people to watch 1, 2, and 3, even though it's occult-laced. And watch what is being shown to you in those movies. In Back to the Future 2, what is shown is a skewed timeline. In other words, it gets a little complicated, but there's a kid in part one whose name is Biff. And Biff is kind of an antagonist. And anyway, in part two, Biff is then an old man, but he sees Doc in his time machine, and he gets a hold of what is called the Gray's Sports Almanac. Now, this is in the year 2015. And if you look at the clock in Doc's car, you come to the conclusion that, well, maybe it's 9 September 21, 22, 23, sometime in there. I haven't got it right in front of me now, but they point out September 2015. When they point out something like that, it's very important. Now, it just goes by if you're not watching for it. You don't pay any attention to it, and it's just Doc punching in a date. Okay, but what happens is that Biff, old Biff, goes back to the past and gives young Biff, gives himself, when he was young, Gray's Sports Almanac, which is listed all the winners of horse racing, of football, of baseball, of everything. And don't you think that'd be kind of valuable? You couldn't lose, because you'd already have known what happened. And so in the movie, that skews another whole time dimension line, where Biff becomes practically king of the world, I guess is what you could call him. Now just think about this. They go back in time. And they give an item. Old Biff gives young Biff the almanac. Young Biff takes the almanac, uses it for his betting, and becomes a multi-trillionaire. Now let's carry that concept. The Illuminati have an enemy. His name is Jesus Christ. Would you not, if you could figure out a way to go back in time, literally, and eliminate Mary and Joseph, or even further back, and eliminate Jesus Christ? If you have eliminated Jesus Christ, you have eliminated the problem. You have now created a totally different timeline. I think we need to ponder that one when we see all of the frantic things that the rich men of the earth are doing. I mean, they are absolutely frantic. They are building underground cities. They are working at CERN at fever pitch. They're trying hard. Why? Because they know when Jesus Christ gets back here, it's all over. They won't be able to work anymore. In other words, they're trying to outsmart God. Well, it doesn't work, but you can't blame them for trying, because they really do perceive, and it is true perception, that Jesus Christ is their mortal enemy, not only here on earth, but after they're dead. They got a problem. They could eliminate the problem by eliminating Jesus Christ. So, it's not just technology that they're involved in, and I don't believe CERN and their stuff for a moment. I know I hear all about, well, they're just punching a hole and they're going to let hell loose, and they're punching the hole to let the demons come forth. There's more to it than that. When you really start observing what is really going on, there is a lot more to it than that. And I think what they have figured out is a two-pronged attack. Yes, they may fail. They may not get back there to eliminate Jesus Christ. In fact, we know they can't because we have the Bible. God's not going to let them do it. He's going to, how do I say, thwart their plans, frustrate their plans. Things will happen that they can't quite get. We've already had that happen in CERN two or three times where they've had to shut it down and repair it, and it takes months. Well, who's causing all the problems? There was a lady in, I think she lived in either Vermont or New Hampshire, and this was during the Bush years, Bush and Cheney years. And it was very, very interesting because she said that Dick Cheney wanted to nuke Iran. And she said that the Lord told her that he was just not going to allow it. Well, lo and behold, everything that Dick Cheney tried to do, he was frustrated and he couldn't do it. Something would happen. He couldn't do it. You see, you can't outsmart God. It's a very, very foolish attempt to even try it. But people do try those kind of things. It's just that they fail at it. That's why it's probably not the smartest thing for the pot to challenge the pot maker. But they do it anyway. If they fail at getting back there to eliminate Jesus Christ, they don't have any other option but Armageddon. And we know from the Bible that even though they are trying as desperate as they can, and even though they have technology you and I would have never dreamed they could have, they have it. I've heard too many reports from people on the inside. They have it. And we would be, how do I say, totally amazed. Okay, having gone back there and said all that, what's that got to do with where we are? Well, I think it has a lot to do with it, because they are all pointing to September, and it's actually from, I would say, September 13th all the way through to December. And very, very good reason why they are doing that. Now, the last time we got into the basic timelines, like from 1897, August 29th and the 30th, 1897, if you come forward, you're 120 years, 360-day prophetic years, we arrive at September 23rd, 2015. That's the end. No, I'm wrong there. That is, the end is December. That's got to be changed. That's December 6th, actually, that when that ends. And then we have the 1967 war, and on June 7th, they recaptured the Temple Mount, and they're dating everything from there. No, maybe you can't, but it's within a couple of months. Either way you want to look at it. Daniel said 7 times 7, 49 years. That does come to September 23rd, 2015. Now, we do know that we enter the new, how do I say, the new Jubilee period, clearly, is Rosh Hashanah this year. We enter that period. That's the 13th. Interesting number all by itself. But they're zeroing in on the 20th through the 28th of September. And some of the stuff that they have planned is really, really interesting, to say the least. And I want to get into some of this. September 23rd is the Day of Atonement. And if you're not familiar with the Day of Atonement, it is the most holy feast that the Lord gave Israel. That is the day in which the high priest of Israel went into the Holy of Holies of the temple for the atonement of sins committed by Israel. This was such a serious event that they tied a rope around the high priest so that if he was killed by God, they could pull him back out. Now, I want you to think about what you would feel like if you were the high priest and you had to go into the Holy of Holies to atone for the sins of your people. That's how serious this was. But what I'm getting at is, the Holy of Holies is where the Ark of the Covenant was located. And within the Ark of the Covenant was the rod that budded, the hidden manna, and the law, all of which are elements of regeneration or being born again. I don't want to get into that because that's theology. But the point I'm trying to make is that this is a very, very important time for Israel. It is when they actually went in and communed with God. So the question is that opening up a doorway that the occult knows all too well? And they have only that period of time to change history by going back, by time traveling back and stopping it. If you watch all the movies, that's what this is about. It's about going back and changing. They've even had TV programs. I can't remember what they called them, time jumpers or something of that nature, where they'd go back, etc., etc. So it's in their mind that this is a possibility, and a very real possibility. All right, now you have to understand that the rich men of the earth are extremely desperate and exceedingly frantic. They are running out of time. So aren't God's people, by the way. Everyone is running out of time. There comes a point, what we'll call Omega Point, Alpha and Omega. We talk about Alpha and Omega, but we don't really think about it. We think about, well, tomorrow the sun's going to rise, and I'm going to get up, and I'm going to go to work, and I'm going to do my thing. But do you see what I'm getting at? There comes a time when it'll be like every other day, and then something happens and nothing is the same after that instant of time. Omega point. Why are the occult so frantic? And I'm getting these reports all over the place. They're frightened. They're scared. They're running out of time. I mean, why else would you spend trillions of dollars to build huge underground networks in cities that you can crawl into and spend years in if you have to? Why else would you develop technologies so that you can travel to the moon and Mars and build bases up there. And you know, people think that's wild news. It isn't. Mars, for example, you don't need a spacesuit to travel on Mars. They say the atmosphere is about the equivalent of maybe being 12,000 feet. Sky's not red. Sky's blue. They're pictures. They've proven it. What NASA puts out as pictures of the red sky and all that is garbage. They've color adjusted it. Even the moon has an atmosphere. People just don't believe it. They don't know it. But you can prove it. They've had fog or smoke wafting up from the moon. That can't happen in a zero space. You got to have something to carry that smoke. Anyway, it's kind of interesting, all of this. Point being, are they racing to open up their own doorway before Jesus Christ opens his? Now, in the book of Revelation, you have chapters 2 and 3 that are predominantly all about the seven churches. In other words, the Christian movement. We call it the Age of Grace. We have the Church Age. We have all kinds of names for it. But essentially, what it is the Age of Grace, the Age of the Straight Gate, the Age of the Narrow Way, the age of the revelation of Christ, the spiritual way of the Lord. Now, when you get to chapter 4, something changes. And it changes rather drastically. Number one, it says, and after this, then we have a doorway open up. And the Lord says, come up hither to John. A doorway opens. Come up hither. A voice of a trumpet says, sounds like a trumpet. So are they racing to beat Revelation 4's doorway because they know it's going to open up on the 23rd or 24th? 25th, 26th, is this about an arrival? Is it about World War III? Is it about an asteroid impact? We don't know. In fact, we don't know if anything's going to happen. But I'm going to give it a 99.5% probability that we are actually entering Daniel's 70th week. I think that is one of the most provable facts of this whole mess that we call the September mess. My question to you is, very simply, why would the occult forces be spending trillions of dollars on their underground tunnels, on their technology to fly to the moon, on their technology of CERN to punch a hole so they can time travel? Why are they spending billions on these movies and everything else unless they're telegraphing someone, their people, what's coming? Now, one of the things that's very, very interesting about all of this is that Antichrist, whoever he is, I know that Obama is Lucifer. I know that, but I don't know that Lucifer and the Antichrist are one and the same. Can't tell you that because I don't know that. But this is all about the year of light. You might remember George Herbert W. Bush and his 1,000 points of light. We are coming up on the International Year of the Light. We're also coming up on the Year of the Goat, which is very, very interesting also. But the point is, we have to look at this from a logical point of view. And the most logical point of view is we have money men that don't like to spend money, spending trillions, which they probably already know they're not ever going to repay anyway because they've stolen most of it from you and I. But the point is, why would you do that? Why would you be so frantic about getting everything done? You may remember that we were reporting probably a year ago or so, or maybe even 2 years ago, that they were worried. They were speeding things up. Things weren't getting done on time. Things were not moving fast enough for them. And they were frantically digging more of these tunnels and roadways. And now the United States is basically crisscrossed with all these underground tunnels and networks and roadways. I've got the videos of them all, and you can go on YouTube and just type in, I would imagine, underground tunnels, and you'll be amazed at what you're going to find. They've been doing this for years. The other thing is why would they be moving things away from high ground now, or from low ground to high ground? And this is going on as well. Something is coming. What is it? We don't know. It may be an arrival. It may be that a whole bunch of UFOs are going to show up, or maybe even land. Like, I don't know if you remember the movie, or it wasn't a movie, it was TV's, Rod Serling's Twilight Zone, where the aliens arrived, and they were huge, like Anunnaki. And they had this book with them, and it was called To Serve Man. Well, people were going on these UFOs and being taken away, and of course they never came back because they found out later it was a cookbook. To Serve Man was a recipe book of all the different ways you can serve up a human being to eat. So, if UFOs, let me give you some advice here. If UFOs land and these creatures get out, do not, under any circumstances, get on board one of them, resist leaving. If Jesus Christ is really coming back for his church, it doesn't matter where you are, he'll get you because he knows who you are. So if anybody lands and tells you that they're setting up a new world order or they're the Messiah and your feet are still firmly planted on planet Earth, rest assured you are dealing with a lie and a deception, and it may be a very, very big deception. Now, the other thing I want to point out here that's very, very important, I think, is that the Bible says that the rich men of the earth set a trap for the human race, and they fall into their own trap. Now, I'm not exactly sure what that means or what's going to happen, but we'll find out if we're still here, and if we're not still here, we won't care. And I guess that's all one can say about that. But anyway, I want to get back to some of this. I want to get back to some of these movies. Let me move forward here a little bit. We talked about the Pope being this 266th Pope coming to visit Obama September 23rd, the 266th day of the year, and that a woman's gestation period is 266 days if it goes full term and everything is normal. The water breaks either on the 266th day or the 265th day, and a baby begins to come and arrives. Now, we have something going on because we have Madonna. And Madonna, on some of her, shows that she puts on, doesn't matter whether they're halftime or what they are. And one of them, she is clearly standing before the Hoover Dam. And then she squats into the birthing position, clearly portraying that a baby is going to be born and that the Hoover Dam has an awful lot to do with it. An awful lot to do with it. Then, if you get into the movies, and you have the water breaking, then if this is the plan of the Illuminati, would they not embed all of this in their movies, in their TV shows, their halftime shows, and it would be just about everywhere, and they would probably also put the date they plan to do it in plain sight, but hidden from anybody that's really not watching. That's how they do it. That's exactly how they do it. It's in plain sight, but you don't see it unless you know what to look for. And if you know what to look for, it's obvious what they're saying, what they're doing, how they want to do it, when they're going to do it. Now, the only question we have with all this hoopla on the Hoover Dam, would this mean that they wouldn't dare do it because so many people out there are already knowing about it, and it's on YouTube all over the place? I mean, it's really a hue and cry. But can they slow down the Year of Light, 5776? Can they slow down or change the Year of Lucifer, the Year of the Light? Because that's really what it is. It's the Year of Lucifer. I don't think they can. I don't think they can because they're up against a time schedule that I alluded to a little earlier. They either get this done, they either get back there and eliminate the problem, or they have to draw the battle lines and wait. Kill off as many people as they can. Maybe in their insane mind they think, well, if we kill off all the Christians, then Jesus won't come back for them anyway. So we won't have to bother with him for a little while. Remember the demons that were in the man, and they were sent into the pigs, and they said, why are you bothering us before the time? Don't be bothering us now. It's not time yet. Well, see, the rich men of the earth evidently know that they don't have a lot of time. They keep saying it over and over again. Now, in the movie Evan Almighty, which was actually released 2007, I think, the Hoover Dam was destroyed on 9/22 at about noon time. Now, Evan Almighty was similar to Noah, and he had his ark and he had his animal, and everybody was mocking him and saying what an idiot he was and all of that, which is exactly what they're doing now. Anybody that brings any of this up is just an idiot. It couldn't possibly be true, and it's not going to happen. Well, anyway, in the movie, God tells Evan, you get in your ark on September 22nd. I think he said, you better have it finished, because if it isn't, you will be. In other words, there's a timeline. Now, the reason I bring this up is because Antichrist comes at an appointed time, and God is the one who appointed it. This is not the rich men that have a choice here. This is God himself who appoints when Antichrist rises. Remember that the strong delusion is sent by God himself. You could word it this way. He and Satan even team up for this event. Now, it doesn't sound very fair, but it is, because the Bible says study to show yourself approved. And if people won't study, I guess, well, I don't know what their excuse is, but I wouldn't be messing with it. I wouldn't be messing with that one at all. I'd be obeying what the Lord had to say about it. And he says, study to show yourself approved. Well, you know, you run out of time. If let's say you're going to college and you have a professor, and let's say it's chemistry, and this guy is known as a tough professor. So you go to the first class, like a lot of kids do, and then they skip all the rest of them. And the professor says, this is really a tough class. Now, the class is going to be over in December 5th. And you're either going to pass it or you're going to flunk it. It's a very tough class. However, if you pay attention, if you come to class every day, and if you have questions, come to me and I will answer those questions. And if you do that, and you study and you work, you will pass. There'll be no question about it. You'll pass. Well, they start goofing off. Well, whose fault is it when December 5th rolls around and we have reached Omega Point? Something people should think about. This has been in the wind, actually now for years, because we knew that the church age, we knew the church age was approximately 2,000 years. We knew that Daniel gave specific timelines. We knew that the early church taught a 6,000-year doctrine for man and then a 1,000-year millennium. We knew all that. So it shouldn't have been too hard to figure out, not necessarily the year as we were approaching, but we would see the signs and we would see things developing. The technology for the mark, the rise of the United Nations, wars and rumors of wars, etc., signs in the sun, anomalous activity, which is all there. So it shouldn't be such a surprise that we are entering into Daniel's 70th week. It's just like, how do I say? We put things off. We procrastinate. We're all guilty of it. Well, mañana. Well, eventually when Omega Point comes, there is no more mañana. Things change. Now, on side two, we're going to get into some of these movies where they say things will never be the same. And that's essentially what the New World Order is all about. They're coming right out into the open. They're going to change things. What did Obama say? We're going to change. I'm going to change the United States, and I'm going to change the world. See you on Site 2. Thanks for listening.